Dedication of the Hospital. Now on October 20, 1907, a beautiful fall day, she and her son were at the dedication of the new hospital building. The service was well attended by sanitarium workers, business and community people, and members from surrounding churches. Ellen White described the hospital structure. It has four stories, but there is no staircase in the building, the different floors being reached by covered ramps from the outside. Each room is so arranged that a bed can be rolled from it through the open window onto a spacious veranda, without the patient in the bed being at all disturbed. The surgery unit was on the top floor. Seating for the guests was provided on the wide porches and the hillside. The program was conducted from a stand near the building. The program included singing and band music, speeches, and the dedicatory prayer. Ellen White was allotted 20 minutes for the dedicatory address. Not accustomed to being restricted in time, she wondered how she could include what she felt she should say in the time allowed. She held to the time, speaking slowly and distinctly on the topic "Why We Have Sanitariums." Basing her remarks on texts in, and beginning with verses 1 and 2 with their pure river of water of life and the tree of life, she declared, "The great reason why we have sanitariums is that these institutions may be agencies in bringing men and women to a position where they may be numbered among those who shall someday eat of the leaves of the tree of life, which are for the healing of the nations. Our sanitariums are established as institutions where patients and helpers may serve God. We desire to encourage as many as possible to act their part individually in living healthfully. Our sanitariums are to be centers of education. Those who come to them are to be given an opportunity to learn how to overcome disease, and how to preserve the health. They may learn how to use the simple agencies that God has provided for their recovery, and become more intelligent in regard to the laws of life." As she closed her remarks, she stated that this was her first opportunity of seeing the new building and that she was pleased with it, very much pleased with it.